Hi, this is Mike Essen. I'm excited about baseball coming up. Really excited. I mean, I'm a huge baseball fan. But I was thinking about a lot of the all-time great players, and the funny thing about almost all of them is they could have done so much more. I'm going to start with a player who I think is the greatest player ever, Willie Mays, the former outfielder for the New York for the San Francisco Giants and the end of his career, the New York Mets. He had 660 home runs, 303 lifetime batting average. He's in the 3,000 hit club, 12 gold gloves. He had a double every time he stole a base practically. He threw the ball like a cannon. He was the best all-around player. That's why I pick him. But here's the thing you got to realize. In his prime, two of his years were spent in the military. So let's say he had 60 more home runs. Could have had more than Babe Ruth. Could have had 720. And most people might have agreed with me that he was better than the guy I'm going to mention next, Babe Ruth. You got to remember, the Babe started out as a pitcher during his career. And he was an excellent pitcher. I mean, he was a great pitcher. He could have been one of the all-time greats. But it took away from his home run status. He could have had the 800 home. He could have had 800 home runs. He had 714 throughout his career. It was amazing how the Babe, and if he played today, because Willie Mays, you got to be honest, I mean, he played in the 60s. I mean, Babe Ruth used to eat hot dogs and beer. If he had the training they had today, he could have 80 home runs a year. I say that more about him than other players because he was so out of shape and so and didn't prepare so well and drank a lot too. Ted Williams and Joe DiMaggio. Ted Williams spent 4 years in the military. He was the greatest hitter of all time. He had a 342 lifetime batting average. He had 406 1 year. He had over 500 home runs. He could have had 700. Even a great player today, Ichiro Suzuki. Now, this is a player who I always say, if he would have played his whole career here, he would have over 4,000 hits and he would have beaten Pete Rose's record. He has 200 hits almost every year in the league, except for the last two. He's getting much older. But he has a batting average in the 300s lifetime. Way like I'm talking like 320 or something like that. I don't have the figures in front of me. He has 10 gold gloves. He'd be an all-time great for sure. We don't think of him as an all-time great because he started here when he was 27. Walter Johnson, the greatest, might be the greatest pitcher of all time. Here's a man who had a 2.17 ERA. He had 400, over 400 wins. He was a strikeout king of his time. But remember, he played for the horrible Washington Senators. He had the most shutouts ever, too. They say first in war, in peace, war last in peace, second in peace, last in the American League. It was the slogan back then. If he would have played for a team that would have done better, who knows if he would have been the dominant pitcher that and it would have ended the debate. Sandy Koufax, the great left-handed pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here's a man who I think is the best left-handed pitcher of all time. I think he's about second. I think he and Christy Mathewson would be close for second. I think Mathewson might have the edge a little bit because the statistics are a little better. But we don't know because Koufax never reached 300 wins because he was injured. But here's a man who had a World Series ERA of .084. He had five no-hitters. His fastball was incredible. He was great. And I think what this shows is, and Lou Gehrig, how can you forget Lou Gehrig? Lou Gehrig had multiple sclerosis. I can't say it. Multiple sclerosis. Sorry, I can't. It's a tongue twister for me. He had Lou Gehrig's disease. He could have gone on longer and made the 3,000 hit club, and maybe made more doubles, more triples. You never know. So the baseball records are always really intact. Just remember, Our all-time greats are even greater. This is my guest in signing off.